Today, television engages in its annual celebration of Martin Luther King Day with a special documentaries and performances, but a whole new network. The new African-American-oriented cable channel TV One picked today to launch in 2.2 million households across America. The channel is a joint effort between the urban radio network Radio One and cable provider Comcast. Its audience is currently limited to a few major urban areas, but the network has big plans for expansion. Will you be watching this new cable offering? If you're a black TV viewer, what haven't the current networks given you that you'd like to see on TV One? If you'd like to join the conversation, our phone number is 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK, and the email address is totn@npr.org. And joining us to talk about this latest offering on cable is Curtis Simons, columnist for Cable Facts Daily and a former executive with Black Entertainment Television. He's with us from his home in McLean, Virginia, and good to have you on Talk of the Nation.
Thank you, Neil. Thanks for calling me today.
So what kind of programming does TV One offer?
Well, I think that, they're looking to do a variety of programming, from sitcoms to documentaries to fitness shows to cooking shows, to try to find, they're looking for a older audience in the African-American community. I think their goal is to try to tap the 25 to 54-plus audience, where BT has really kind of move more down to the younger audience with the music video. So I think that's going to be hopefully the differential between the two as it moves forward.
What are the chances for success? Is BET successful at this point?
Oh, BET is certainly successful. They're in 80 million plus homes. They were the first African American network to grow into that community. Bob Johnson has done a miraculous job of taking the network at one time where no one thought he would be successful, to developing a brand that is now not only well known in the United States but also international. So I think he's done an incredible job. I think the question now with TV One, hopefully with the backing of the largest cable operator Comcast, I think they finally have established themselves, which many others have tried, to have a backbone for distribution that will probably be able to get them out the gates, which other networks who have tried have not had that stable background to be able to help them get out the gates.
How much do you figure this is going to cost?
I don't know, Neil. That's a very, they started out with about $130 million. I think over time, you just look at BT. BT has been out there close to 20 years plus, and was able to sell the company for $3 billion. They grew that's the value of it. I think, it's definitely going to be a number that will grow over the years, but it all depends on, they've got a good president with Jonathan Rogers, formerly of CBS out of Chicago, and also Discovery Channel. So I think that he'll be able to work the numbers to help them, give them some time to make this thing grow.
Let's get some callers involved. Our number again is 800-989-8255. And Rockman joins us on the line from Jacksonville, Florida. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, this is Rockman Johnson in Jacksonville, Florida. I was calling to say I really do appreciate what TV One is doing. I think it's important as someone who's involved in communications and journalism. I haven't been really happy with the offerings of most of what BET is giving. I'm looking for something that's more news-oriented, that's not so entertainment-oriented, but to let African-Americans around the country and around the world know of the different things that are available and that may concern us in the diaspora. And I think TV One will probably look at doing that, as well as MBN, another network that has recently launched.
What's that other new network?
It's called MBN. I'm not sure how widely known it is or how many households it reaches, but I know it was founded out of Atlanta. I think Marlon Jackson, Evander Holyfield, and Willie Gary, an attorney, got together and they started a network.
Well,
so
Kurt,
it's not as big as TV One, but it is another network that is geared toward African American programming.
Well,
that network's called MBC, Major Broadcasting Cable Network. Is the name of that network that he's talking about, from Willie Gary and Evander Holyfield, Marlon Jackson. Yes, they are another African-American network that has started in Atlanta. The tough part that I think the audience needs to be aware of, and this is what we battle with at BET, is the value of that audience. It took us almost I mean, folks will always question Robert Johnson's business plan, but actually, in today's world, he had one of the best business plans out there to stay successful, and that was keeping your costs low and driving your revenue. It's hard because the advertising community will not spend the same as targeted to the African-American community as they do the general audience. And that's the tough part that NBC is going through, and now with TV One, I mean, there's got to be two streams of revenue, and that's got to be your advertising revenue, and the cable operator pays to have NBC, BET, and now TV One on the cable system. You know, and if they don't do that, which both TV One and NBC are going through right now, it makes it a really tough game to stay in. And that's when you look at your offerings and try to see what you can offer to be able to minimize your cost on that.
And clearly the cooperation with the partnership with Comcast would certainly be able to a leg up with TV One.
Well, yeah, I mean, because what's different, the whole different world now that BET experienced versus both NBC and now TV One is back in the day when BET started, there was what they call analog distribution. Now the world is based in the digital distribution. So let me break it down for you. What that means is that in the old days when we first started BET, we could go into DC Cable, for example, which is now Comcast, and get launched on 100,000 homes because that was analog. You know, in most cable systems today, you only get maybe 1/16 of that because it's digital. And so you've got to grow that base up to 100,000 homes, which takes you time to do that, because of the boxes that they have to put in the homes and the whole nine yards and selling those in. So it's a whole different number game more than anything.
Okay, Rockman, thanks very much for the call.
Thank you so much.
And let's see if we can talk to Anthony, and Anthony's with us from Grand Rapids.
Hi, Neil. Listen, I have more comment than anything. I'll let your guest respond off the air. I'm more upset with the quality of television as far as it portrays African Americans. And that's, you know, the UPN and the Fox, that they play to the stereotypes. BET has made its reputation and made its money off of just, if we can be honest, pimping out the black community. And I really don't appreciate it. With a new station, I wish that, one, that the mainstream America would recognize the talents of blacks and stop placing them into subservient roles, and that blacks who do get into television don't accept such roles, and those blacks who control certain television stations don't allow those roles to be portrayed.
Anthony, it's hard to tell actors not to take a role, but in terms of your criticism that BET is, and I'm quoting Anthony now, pimping out, Curtis Simons, he's not alone in that criticism.
Well, I think Anthony makes a good point, but I think what you got to, again, it's a sad world out there, and I do agree with Anthony's perspective on television. I mean, if you look at, I mean, one of the things that, you look at today's roles of actors and actresses, it's a tough game out there. It's a very political game. It's the same way with the cable networks today. I mean, what you will see, you know, I mean, we tried to get years ago on BET Frank's Place, which was on CBS. And what our real theory was to be able to take Frank's Place, which showed was with Tim Reed and his wife, and very good, and it was more of a family oriented type show, and try to basically start doing original programming after we went through the syndicate, because we thought that would be something advertisers would pay for on BET at the time. Well, what we found out was we were in 40 million homes, and the most we could get an advertiser to pay for a show that came off of CBS was $500 a spot. And it really, really comes down, Anthony, to dollars and cents. I mean, what you're going to see is with TV One, mainly because, you know, they don't have the money to do original programming, is that you're going to see them doing things like Good Times is going to be on there. There's going to be other sitcoms that you've seen before on other networks, you know, that portray the roles you're talking about. But what they're trying to do is fill, you know, the hours at a low cost. You know, and I don't disagree with you that the problem that really exists out there, Anthony, is that the general community does not really value the African-American eyeballs or our creativity. I mean, I just wrote in my article for Cable Facts last week saying, you know, it's ironic to be lost on Martin Luther King Day today and TV One. And, you know, the one thing that I would hope, I went through like 10 things of I have a dream, Anthony, to say different things that I see exactly to what you're saying. That finally somebody looks at our creativity and says, you know, if you look at today's world, you know, it's like the athletes. Who's driving the athletics? African-Americans. Who's driving entertainment? African-Americans. You know, who's driving some of the best movies out there? Some African-Americans. But as far as the betrayal part, that's the part we still continue to fight in the general public eye.
Curtis Simon, I'm afraid we're going to have to put it to an end because we're running out of time, but thanks very much for being with us today.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it, Neil.
Curtis Simon is a columnist for Cable Facts Daily, a former cable executive with such networks as BET and ESPN. He was with us today from his home in McLean, Virginia. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.